The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
When Jesus looked up and saw some of the wealthy people putting their offerings into the treasury, and he noticed a poor widow putting in two small coins, and he said, "I tell you truly, this poor widow put in more than all the rest. For those others have made their offerings from their surplus, but she, from her poverty, has offered her whole livelihood." The Gospel of the Lord. It's interesting, and this only appears in Luke's Gospel, and it's interesting about gifting, sharing what you have. Every gift has a value. Some have more value, and some have less value. Giving from your surplus has value, but not as much as giving from your surplus or as giving from your substance. We're in a gift-giving season now. We're all going to go shopping to find the gifts that the other person likes. And I've often wondered, when we get to Christmas gifting, how much of it is trading and how much is gifting? You know, the worst thing that can happen is I give you a $20 gift and then you give me a $50 gift. And I say, oh my God, I'm embarrassed now. I don't know how to get this to be even, because it's meant to be even. I mean, worst thing can happen is somebody gives you a big gift and you give them a small gift, or you forgot to give them a gift at all. It's too late now. Christmas has passed. So gifting is a very interesting conversation. What's interesting about this poor widow is that nobody seemed to notice her, because Jesus had to point her out to those who were with him. The wealthy people seem to have been noticed. Who in your life has given you from their substance? Not money. I don't mean money. Who has given you time? Who from their substance? Not just casual time now. Not just surplus time. Who has forgiven you for something deep, a deep hurt? That's the richness of a gift. It comes from your substance. Who has blessed you with being thoughtful? Showing up for you, giving you something when you didn't deserve it. That's gift. That's the richness of a gift now. There are many ways in which we give gifts. Money is just one way, and it's not the most important way. The gift of time. Time when you don't deserve it. Time when you irritate me. The gift of patience when you get on my nerves and I'm going to say, from my substance now, I'm going to give you a gift. We're coming up to Thanksgiving. And when you gather around the tables for Thanksgiving, don't mention Trump. Because if you mention him, you're going to have some kind of a conflict. Because we don't give from our substance. That's to give from your substance. So let the other person have an opinion. Do not contradict, not judge, not dismiss. That comes from your substance. Not everybody agrees on everything, but we need to find this level of gifting that comes from someplace deep inside of us. So keep that in mind now. When we come together for Thanksgiving or we're anticipating Christmas, think of the thoughtful gift, not the most expensive gift, but something that comes from the heart. You know, at Christmas time, we'll all get these gifts from a calendar from the Bank of America, saying the Bank of America sends you season's greetings. They don't want to say Christmas because it might offend somebody. Season's greetings. It's not coming from the heart. It's a gift, but it doesn't have a lot of value. So keep in mind, when we're gifting and we're sharing, think about giving from the heart, and it doesn't have to be money. It's got to be something deeper and more valuable than any material thing. So the Word of God today speaks about gifting. Amen. We pause now for a moment of prayer. And if families gather now, we should pray for our beloved dead, those who were good to us and those who were dear to us and whose spirits will be with us when we gather as family for Thanksgiving. May their souls and the souls of all the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace.